Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city where there's sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, wish you were here. Beautiful, beautiful spring day. Yes. And I trust that you're having a great time wherever you are. If you're playing with snow, have fun. Bless the Lord. Have fun. But we thank God for you, you and you. And, you know, we just wish we could just hug you, give you a great big hug. But since we can't, listen. Call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Just give us a call. Let us know how you, whether you're enjoying the broadcast and all. Let us know. Well, I know you're not going to call if you're not enjoying it. But we thank God for you anyhow, for just perhaps just by and by you might tune in to us at one time or another. We thank God for you anyway, whether you call or not. But we would like for you to call and talk to us today. You know, just let us know how you feel, what you expect God to do for you, right? Okay, we thank God for you still, just the same. Just because, what? We love you. We really, really do. All right, today we are still praying for a few people. We really want to send our condolences out to Charles Thomas' family. He passed. We've been praying for him a while, and he's been in hospice for a while, and he's passed. So we pray for his family today that God would take them through this hour of bereavement. And don't forget to call his name before the Lord also. You can help us pray for his family too. And we'd be so grateful for that. And thank you. Today we're still praying. Today we are praying for LaPrentice. We're praying for LaPrentice, who was in an accident, by the way, which is Charles's what? Uncle? Nephew. Is Charles Thomas' nephew. Now, you know, this is a lot to go on right now in that family. Father, we ask you to touch LaPrentice right now in Jesus' name. He's out of the hospital now, but Father, we ask you to touch him. And he has the automobile accident to deal with, and now he has to deal with his uncle's passing. But we pray that you bring him through it, Father, and all the rest of the family, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Tim down Delray Beach. Continue to touch him, bring him out of the situation that he's in, God, into a better place in you. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to touch Martinez, who's fighting stage 4 cancer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you are the only one that's able to handle this case, God, and we put it in your hands right now because we realize today that nothing is too hard for you. And Father, in Jesus' name, touch Martinez right now in Jesus' name, and we count that done, and we thank God for it, and we look in the ear of a praise report. Father, we ask you to touch D. Hopkins right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, wherever D is, touch and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch Tanny right now, God, in Jesus' name. Give her strength, God. Oh, Lord, to go through the trials and tribulation that you brought to her attention. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch David Alfred, God. Touch him who had a massive stroke. God, touch him right now in Jesus' name. He's on a breathing machine. Father, he needs you right now at this hour, God. Oh, God, bless him, Lord God. Touch him, God. Bring him out right now in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, we ask you to touch Viola, Lord, also in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to refresh her, Lord, replenish her, and restore her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for what you're doing. Father, touch Jake, God. Continue to touch Jake, God. He's out of the hospital, Father, but we ask you to just continue to touch him, give him strength, God, and a full recovery, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for touching Rachel right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, touch her wherever she is. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Kahil Richards right now. Father, in Jesus' name, touch his mind, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, protect him from the lying tongues, Father. Lord God, that is trying to impress a young man, Father, to do the wrong thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch him and bring deliverance to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch his mom, say she'll be a little more at peace, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, we ask you to touch the pastors that are going through, God, those that are having all kind of issues going through their church, God, and in their lives, God, their families, and also their finances and what have you. Father, in Jesus' name, touch your people, the ones that you've called especially, God. Lord, give them encouragement at this hour in the name of Jesus, and we sure will give you praise for everyone that you touch today, be it in their bodies or whatever is going on. But we know we live in a time where the enemy has to step up his tactics, and he does more to each saint now than he was doing. It used to be one thing. Now it's about five or six things going on at the same time in people's lives. Father, they need your help. We need to pray for one another because we all going through something. But you know what? It'll be all right. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God for it today. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now let me give you a little word today. Bless God. God is so good to us, you know. Now, man can live longer without food than without faith. Longer without drink than without dreams. Longer without rest than without respect. Man can live longer without food than without faith. Longer without drink than without dreams. Longer without rest than without respect. Are you in any one of those situations at this time? Well, we thank God for you today, those of you that are listening for by whatever means you're listening to us on. And we just want to thank God we have a house full today. Praise God. You know it's full when you got the bishop in here, you know. Praise God, praise God. Deacon Mike and Sister Di, praise God, and Sister Di, praise God. We thank God for them, our engineer especially. We thank God to keep us running. We thank God for her. And Deacon Mike, of course, amen, to bring up the rear. We got all these powerful people to bring up the rear. Isn't that wonderful? God is good to us, isn't he? Yes, yes. And we trust that you enjoying yourself. You know, I be enjoying myself. You know I enjoy myself with the word, you know. Anytime it come, you know, and I have no respect of person who it come to. I still enjoy it because God is good to me. Hey, he think enough of me to give me a word. Isn't that wonderful? Don't he give you a word? You ought to thank him for it right now. My, my, my. Well, you know, today, you know, it's a wonderful day, you know. You're in spring now, the season of spring. And what are you doing now? Huh? What are you doing? Are you glad, happy, or you want to be in the snow? Which one do you want to be in? Praise the Lord. Praise God. We just thank God for being here. That's all I can say. I thank him for it. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to give it over to the bishop and let him come on. Praise God. I'm just going to introduce you to just a little bit of something that came on my mind, came into mind, you know. And you, everybody know the story of Rahab anyway, don't they? Everybody know that. Well, most everybody. I'm not going to assume everybody know what's in the Bible, okay? I'll take that back. But most have heard of Rahab the harlot. You know, praise God. And you know, people love to talk about her. Mm-hmm. They just love it, honey. So I'm coming from Joshua, the second chapter. And I'll be reading from different parts, coming with different parts right quickly. Praise God. Give somebody else time. Y'all haven't heard from our bishop in a while. So, you know, I know you're waiting with anticipation. Praise God to hear your bishop. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Joshua, and it's talking about Rahab. Now, I'm going to start somewhere around. I could go all the way up to the beginning of it, you know, but I'm not, for lack of time. And to let somebody else say something too. I started the 12th verse, I'm going to say. Now, she says, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Now, I'm going to go back up to the 11th. I should have started the 11th to see how she started here. It say, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. Now, you know, somebody say, because of you, you have brought us to fear. Hmm? You have brought us to this place where we had to rethink everything in our life. And this is what she said. For the Lord, your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Now, when he said, because of you, when she began to talk to these spies that had come by, and she told him, because of you, the nation that you're in, the God that you serve, now we know that there's a God, okay? See, how many today would come to that same conclusion that there is a God, only one God, not three gods, but one God? How many would come to that conclusion after what you have heard, what you have seen, the miracles that have occurred? Well, we understand that when somebody say they had a miracle, you don't believe it. You know, you ever seen so much unbelief? People don't believe it. Some of them in the church don't even believe that there are miracles. But miracles do happen. They still happen. Do you get it? And she acknowledged this, you know, the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Now, I believe that's the road to salvation. When she made that utterance, she knew in her heart that there was things coming about that's going to change the course of her life. Mm-hmm. And everyone that involved with her, it was going to change. So she did ask. See, now that's what Jesus tells us to do in the New Testament. He said, ask, you know. Ask of me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Just ask me. That's all he asked you to do. This is what he's telling you. Now, she began to ask. This is what she asked, you know. He said, now, therefore, pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Now, don't give me no phony stuff. Don't come lying to me. Don't tell me I'm going to get a new house, you know, and all of this stuff. I don't want this one I got. I'm trying to get out of this one, you know. And so she don't want to hear that stuff. She want to hear some truth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, I know now, I've seen the handiwork of your God, and I believe that he is the God of heaven and earth, and I'm trusting now that you will show me some kindness if I showed you kindness. Now, I know you came for a reason, and that reason is not going to be so good for this neighborhood. But now I'm finding out here, and now I'm going to put you on the spot. See, you had to put God sometime on the spot. You know how you say, you say, God, look, I know you're real, and I want to believe you're real, but I need some evidence right about now. I need some encouragement right about now. You see, sometimes you got to go straight to God in a certain way to show that you mean business. So she had to show that she mean business. She said, give me a true token. Yes, 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 this is what she said. And they begin to tell her just what they were going to do, okay? And then this man answered her, our life is yours if you utter not this, our business. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you how we're going to do it, praise God, because now that you have confessed that you know that God is God and he's the God of heaven and earth and everything in it, so now that you know this, I'm going to show you what's going to happen. But let me tell you, you got to follow instructions now. You got to follow instructions. Now, again, it's not going to happen unless you follow instructions. Do you get the picture? My God. See, this is what happened to us so many times. When God begin to tell us something and show us things, we want everybody to get in on it, and always it's the wrong people. And it's the people that don't believe you. It's the people that are going to put you down, laugh at you, make sport of you, and all these things. See, and now God can't work because you have done. Put a monkey wrench in the thing, and it can't work. Now, but you're not going to do that today, because you know that when you have admitted and you have asked God, you say, God, I know who you are, I know what you are, I know what you can do, I've seen your handiwork, you know, so now I'm trusting you. I need a word from you. Let's make a deal, so to speak. In other words, I'm going to listen to what you tell me to do, and then I'm going to come under a covenant keeper. I'm going to begin to keep covenant with your word, the very word that I hear. Do you get the picture today? Glory be to God. So they told her what to do, but she can't tell nobody. Nobody but those of her household was to know. And she was supposed to, she had the responsibility to tell her family, you can't tell anybody else. Now, if you tell anybody else, we dead ducks. We dead in the water. So I'm telling you right now, don't say nothing. I'm telling you because you got to come into the place where God wants you to be. Did you see what I'm saying? Our problem is so many times when we get instructions, we don't want to do it. We don't want to be where God tells us to be. We want to do what God tells us to do. We don't want to give nothing. We don't want to just go where he tells us to go, because we have all kind of reasons why we can't go. Do you hear me? But the instruction was they have to all come in your house. Now, I'm going to leave a little thought for you today. You are on the wall. You are on the brink of doom. Hello. You're on the wall, and you're on the brink of doom. Now, here is where she lived in the 15th verse. And then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Now, right then, ordinarily, the wall didn't look like a safe place, would it? But when it come down to Jesus and his promises, God and his promises, let me tell you, that's the safest place you could be, is on that wall. But to other people that are looking from the outside, do not realize the anointing that's on that wall. To the outside, it's a wall of doom. But to the inside, it's the wall where love and grace abide. Do you hear me? And safety is provided right there on the wall. See, so many times you're on the brink of doom, so much so. You know why? Because you're always scrambling to get by. You always thinking about what people going to say about you. You're always trying to find a way to get through every issue and challenge this in your life. You're always doing this all the time. But who's doing it? You're doing it. You understand? But here Rahab, the woman that nobody thought much of, you hear what I'm saying, didn't think much of her, no more than what they can get out of her. But they did not know that she had found the key. She had found the key to her success. Do you hear what I'm saying? She found the key to her safety. She found the key to her salvation. She found the key to her family's salvation. Do you get the picture? Oh, glory to God. So what is happening here on the wall is she did a service to the men of God because she recognized them. Will you recognize a man or woman of God to come to your house? Would you recognize them if you was in the church? You don't even recognize them in the church. You hear what I'm saying? You think everybody in the church is nothing but players and so forth. And therefore you miss your blessing. You miss out on what God has for you. You missed out on his healing power. You miss out on his blessings and supplying your needs and your desires and giving you all that you have in your heart. You miss out on these things because you want to down the wall. Now, here the wall is a safety place, a safe house, a place where you ought to be at and be in Christ Jesus. You know, people judge the church house by what the building is about, how the building looked. You know, ain't many people in there. Well, hey, it wasn't many people in Rahab's house, but it was a cathedral at the time, wasn't it? It was the tabernacle of the Most High, because what did they do? The men of God placed their blessing upon that house, and it was in the form of a red cord. And he said, when you let this cord down, when we come down on this here cord, you let it stay there, you let it hang there. And that will, whenever we come, I can't tell you when I'm coming. He said, I can't tell you when God is going to show up. He said, but you make sure that red cord is on the window, hanging out the window. See, she was always on the brink of doom before they showed up. But when the men of God showed up, oh my God, nice anointed place. It's anointed wall. Do you hear me? It reminds me of in Exodus when he talked about put the blood on the doorpost. And he said, put it on every doorpost. And when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. You understand what I'm saying? So now what is going on here? What is God trying to tell you? The blood still is a source. It still is a source of safety and to keep you in a place until God come, until he come and rescue you. Do you understand? But you don't want the blood no more. I noticed the songs are not bloody songs anymore. They done forgot all them songs, you know, about the blood. The blood would wash away all sins and so forth and so on. But let me tell you, the blood still is sufficient for you today. When he see the blood, he going to pass over you. When he see the blood, he's going to rescue you. rescue you. When he see the blood, he's going to give you all his promises. He's going to endow you with everything that he promised you that he would do. But he's got to see the blood. Let me hear you. And she received the blood when she received the word. Did you hear what I'm saying? Oh, my God, can you do it today? Glory to God. You know you're on the brink of doom. You know you're not doing what God called you to do. You know you're not praying much as you should. You know you don't go to church no time no more. You know you just give up everything that God has told you to do. Praise God. But what you do, the blood that washed away from you, haven't it? It's not there anymore, because when the anointing is gone, the blood's gone. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. You on the brink of doom. Now it's time for you to get back on the wall. Oh, my God, my God. Come on now. Come up on Rahab's wall. That's all I'm talking about. See, Rahab might have been a bad girl, but honey, she turned out to be one of the best. My God, can't God change things? Can't God change people? Can't God change minds and hearts and all? You got to give him that time right now that he can change things just for you. Oh, do you hear me today? Glory to God. God wants to do it for you, you and you. He want to get you off the brink of doom and bring you into a safe place. The safe house is where God wants you to come. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? He said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass all over you. I am not going to. You ain't you tired of that empty life you in? My, your life is empty. You can't seem to make ends meet. All your children gone astray. Your husband done left town. Huh? Your money funny. It done turned brown. You hear me? All these things going on, and you can't see that you're in an empty place, a place where there's not even a wall up there. You are, what, into the elements of the land, everything raining on you and snowing on you and all of everything coming in, roaches, rats, and everything else is coming on you. Why? Because you're in an empty place. And there's no light. It's time now to come from the brink of doom and get some light. Come into the house of God. It's time for you, you and you, to do what? Come into the house of God. Accept the Lord Jesus in your heart. This is what you got to do. Do like Rahab do. Acknowledge the fact that there is a God, and he is the God of the heavens and the earth and everything in it. You got to acknowledge that, and when you acknowledge that, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be granted unto you. That's all you got to do today. Glory to God. Know that, listen here, I was Rahab, but I ain't Rahab no more. I got a new name now. My life has been changed, and now it's full. It's not empty anymore. I'm not on the brink of doom anymore. I'm not looking for everything to go down, because when Joshua marched around the walls of Jericho, everything is coming down. Now, when your Joshua walks around your Jericho and your walls start tumbling down, you're going to say, oh, Rahab, I wish I'd have listened. I know you had a safe place, but I know that I didn't believe like you did. So I can't even call on a God, because I don't know if there is a God. Oh, my God, are you out there on a limb right now? You about to fall and break your neck? My God, my God. It's time for you to do what? Get up and brush yourself off and get some God in you. Let the blood cover you today, because it is time out for playing. It's time out for the talking trash. It's time out for that. It's time for you to live and live abundant life. Oh, let the God in you gain more abundant life to you, that you will not be empty anymore, that you're going to be what? singing a song of happiness. And I like what the scriptures say, that your joy will be full, and let me tell you, it's going to remain full. That's what I like about it. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You say, why you talk like that? I'm excited about God. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what he's done. I'm excited about what he's doing even now at this moment. I am just so excited. I know it looked bleak in the world, but that's the world part. You're not no more the world. You're a spiritual person. Now you're coming into the full knowledge of Jesus Christ. So you done put on Jesus Christ, and you are in the house. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. For Apostle. Man, I just was peacing and enjoying, amen, the word. And as she was ministering, amen, it just came to me how Rahab, praise God, amen, she saw something, praise God, in them, praise God. And she hid them out, praise God. And then before they can go to sleep at night, she came and went up to them and begin to have a conversation. And this conversation in verse 9, this is what she said, praise the Lord, to them. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord have given you the land, and that your terror is fall upon us, and that all the inhabitation of the land faint because of you. All praise the Lord. For we have heard how the Lord have dried up the water out of the Red Sea for you. And when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. Oh, the news spread it like wildfire. And in verse 11, it said, and as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt. Praise the Lord. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, and above all. You know, God is a great God. Ain't he good? Oh, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, here is a prostitute, praise God, recognize, praise God, the God in these men and the word that have been spread out, amen, because of Israel, praise God. And God, amen, moved upon her, praise God, to go and have a conversation with them. And she said, many assume that Rahab, okay, watch this now, a pagan, a Canaanite, and a prostitute, praise God, would never be interested in God. Yet Rahab was willing to risk everything she had for a God she barely knew, praise God. Ain't it funny how those that's out in the world have more faith of those that's in the church? Come on now, don't get quiet on me. All praise the Lord. We must not gauge a person's interest in God by their background, their lifestyle, or their appearance. We shouldn't let nothing get in the way of our telling people about God. Where is your witnessing? Where are you going to go out and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord? Oh, he declared in his word, if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he'll draw all men unto thee. And Rahab here, she is talking to these two spies. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they, amen, give her a word and told her what to do. Praise God. And say, now all your family, praise God, are going to have to be right here in this house, because we're going to destroy this place. All the city got to come down. The walls of Jericho got to come down. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, but ain't it good to know, amen, when God speak a word on you, amen, everything will be all right. Oh, he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And his word is going out this morning. Praise God. Somebody is at the brink of giving up. Somebody is at the brink of throwing up their hand and quitting and walking off and leave the church, or leave their family, leave their marriage. Oh, but the devil is a lie. God say he's able, oh, to do abundantly and above that all that you can ask or think, according to the power that lies within you, because greater that is in you, that he that is in the world. Oh, he will turn that midnight into day, and he's doing it right now. He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. All you got to do is accept it and believe it. Now, let's do a background check on Rahab. You know a resume, and we all have a resume. Am I right? Oh, the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, watch her background here. Now, her strengths and her accomplishment, she was a relative of Boaz and thus an ancestor of David and Jesus. She was one of the only two women listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, somebody ought to hear today. Her resourcefulness, she was willing to help others, a great cost to herself. Weakness and mistakes. She was a prostitute. Lesson to be learned from her life. She did not let fear affect her faith. I'm going to say that again. She did not let fear affect her faith in God. Ability to deliver. Praise God. And when it was all over and she went back with them, she got her a husband. And she had a son. And guess what, ladies? All you that is looking for a Boaz, oh, Rahab was his mother. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, won't God turn a bad situation and make something good at it? He'll turn a negative into a positive. He always, amen, will turn a bad situation and do something good. Oh, look at our God. How great is our God. He's able. Praise God. He is speaking to somebody right now. All praise the Lord. All this story is told in Joshua chapter 2, 6, 22 through 23. She is also mentioned in Matthew 1 and 5, Hebrews 11 and 31, James 2 and 25. Praise God. Why? Because there's something about Rahab that she had in her. Oh, and she barely knew the God, amen, that she was talking about. But she heard about Jesus. Oh, somebody is hearing today. He said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, you ought to be glad about it today. Praise God. He said, behold, he stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he said, he'll come in and sit with you, and you with him. All praise the Lord. Oh, God is a great God, and he's moving in somebody's life right now. Praise the Lord. So Rahab, praise the Lord, got a blessing. Praise God. Why? Because she put her trust, amen, in the God, amen, that she barely knew that she was talking about. Why? Because she had heard, amen, and it had spread it like wildfire. Praise God. God have always, praise God, and always will be with his people. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you all the way to the end of the world. Oh, I'm glad about it that we serve a risen Savior. It's all about him today. That's why we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And all our help come from thee, which made the heavens and made the earth. Oh, he is God. And beside him, there is no other. I thank God that he sit high and he looked low. He never sleep nor he slumber. He sees all and he knows all. And I thank God he's omnipotent. He is omnipresent. And I thank God, amen, for Jesus Christ today. Praise God. Tell me that every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. There's something about that name. J stand for justice. Oh, I thank God he is a just God. E stand for eternal. He is eternal. He's Genesis, he's Revelation. He is the beginning, he's the end. Oh, I thank God, amen, that he is an eternal God. S, amen, his saving grace. U, he's universal. S, he saved me. Oh, did he save you? Oh, you can give him glory. Oh, J-E-S-U-S. Oh, is Jesus. Lord, in every time that you call, amen, on his holy, righteous, and everlasting name. Tell me every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus, because his power in that name. Oh, I don't know why folk don't want to use the name of Jesus. Oh, but if you call him, he will answer. Oh, the Bible tells me that he's very swift and answering prayer. Say, while you're yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he will hear. Oh, he's always right there. He's very swift. It ain't how long you pray, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength behind it. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's a right now God. Lord, have mercy is a prayer. All you got to do is open up your mouth, because he said, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Oh, he will move on your behalf, and he's doing great things, praise God. And I thank God, amen, for this opportunity today. I thank God, praise God, that he will move in each and every one of our lives if you look to him, praise God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because there is no God like thee. He's able. Oh, praise the Lord. We can depend on Jesus. He is resourceful. He will never let us down. He'll always be there. Praise God. You may look to mama, and she may be gone. You look to father, and he gone all the time, seem like. But, oh, praise God. But if we look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, he'll always be right there. And I thank God. All we got to do is forget about those things that are behind and press toward that mark of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, we can do it today. Oh, it's a blessing in the press. If you press, it's a blessing in it. Oh, the enemy always want to come and throw discouragement and disappointment and want you to quit and throw up your hands and give up. But we constantly always remind the church, a quitter never win, and a winner would never quit. Oh, I'm glad about it today that I have a determined mind. Praise God. My mind is fixed, oh God, on Jesus Christ. It's all about him today. Praise God. Even though we may have trouble on every hand, you look to the left, there's trouble. You look to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind you, because the devil may be gaining on you. But one thing I know, Jesus, praise God, will always be there. He said, when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. He said, when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. Oh, praise God. He will bring you out, oh God, with a mighty hand. He's always right there. And I thank God for it today, that Jesus, if you call him, he will answer. Oh, thank God, amen, for calling on the name of Jesus. He said, anything that you ask in my name, he said he'll do it for you. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad about it today. He know what you need before you even ask. But he said, ask, praise God. He said, you have not because you ask not. But if you open up your mouth and say, Lord, it's me. It's not my mother, not my father, not my sisters, not my brothers, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Oh, it's power, oh God, in prayer. It's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He will bring you out. It's power. Thank God. Oh, for the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. It's one baptism, but many refilling. And he's filling somebody right now by you just having a listening ear. Oh, everything going to be all right. He told me to tell you. Oh, don't worry about your situation. Oh, the enemy want to keep your mind on your situation, on the condition. But you got to be like Rahab. You got to talk with faith. You got to trust God by faith. You got to believe and stand on his holy word. And after you have done all the stand, you got to stand. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why we have to put on the whole armor. Oh, the enemy going to come at you left, right, and center. But thank God for every problem or situation in your life. God have a promise for you. Oh, he will do it. it. And I thank God for it today. Trust God. What about you today? All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is believe him. All you got to do is walk with him. And he will bring you out. He will do great things in your life. If you're glad about it, tell him thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him praise, because he's worthy to be praised. All glory to God. God has been so good. He has been so kind. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He's God, and he changed not. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And oh, I thank God for it today. Oh, he brought Rahab out. Oh, praise God. And they told her, said, go get all of your family, because there's nothing we can do if they're not here with you. Oh, praise the Lord. You are blessed by association. Oh, it's good to come with somebody. Oh, praise God. Oh, and God have blessed and God have anointed. Praise God. It's good, praise God, to be a part of that. It's good, amen, because the world say it'll rub off. But I thank God. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Oh, but you need to be with somebody that got a positive mind, that talking positive. Be with somebody is talking about Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. Jesus will bring you out. Oh, thank God that you're not around somebody negative, but she come talking positive. She come talking faith. Oh, we have heard about God and what he can do, and our heart literally melted because of your God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. The world, they heart literally melt when you call Jesus, and they are afraid of that name. Can't pray in school. Can't do this. Can't do that. Oh, why? Because they are afraid of what the name of Jesus can do. But all I thank God, he have this nation in the hollow of his hand, and who's in his hand? He said, no one can pluck them out. Oh, I feel this thing. Oh, I feel some here. God has been so good to us, and he has brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. All praise the Lord. I thank God for a woman like Rahab. Oh, he brought her out. And if he did it back then, he'll bring you out. He brought me out. Praise God. But do I dot every I and cross every T? No. You don't either. But thank God we can keep a repentant heart. And if you do that, everything will be all right, because he's always right there. He will strengthen you in the hour of midnight hour. He'll bring you out. Oh, your body may be racked with pain, but oh, he's a healer. He is a deliverer. He said, by his stripes, we're already healed. And guess what? He said, I have seen my word and healed them, and by my stripes, you're already healed. You are already delivered. Do you believe that today? Oh, you got to trust that God is able. Oh, you got to trust, oh God, that he will provide. He will make a way. He will open doors that is closed in your face. Am I right about it? God will do it. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise. You sit there and acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. But God is great. God is good to us, and he has brought us all up to this present moment. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you today. God is so good to her. Oh, I praise our God bless you in the name of Jesus. God has been so good to us. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come up out of there feeling miserable, feeling sorry for yourself. God ain't going to come in no pity party. Oh, come on. He's got them children in his hand. Come on. Turn them loose. Say, now, Lord, they believe. God, turn them over to you. And when you put it in God's hand, don't take it back out. Put that job in God's hand. Oh, we got to put, oh God, the government in God's hand. We put this world in God's hand. in the name of Jesus. All if you put it in his hand. Oh, thank God. Oh, he know what to do with it. Oh, you done wrestle with it. You done worried about it. You done stayed up midnight. You done walked the floor. Oh, your bills are due and everything going wrong. But oh, he's able to take little and make much. Oh, but you got to trust God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God bless you today. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost, because he is so worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. Just do some research on Rahab. Oh, and how she, amen, put her trust. Oh, praise God, in the God that she heard about. Oh, she barely knew, amen, a prostitute, praise God. But look what God done, praise God, for her. Oh, praise God. And if he did it for Rahab, oh, praise God, he'll do it for you, praise God. He the same God. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, he's already have done it. All you got to do is believe it, accept it, and walk in it, and trust God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Bishop Porter is glad to be with you today. Amen. I miss you. Praise God. But I thank God. Amen. I love you. You know Bishop love you. And Jesus love you more.
Yeah, you could have went on. Well, you could have went on. I mean, you was wild. You was red hot, you know. Hey, I can't get compete with that, you know, because I didn't tell you, you know, when you talk about the story of Rahab, the story of Rahab touches so many avenues and so many places to people. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is watch. All you got to do is pay attention to the word. Because, see, Rahab had a purpose. What's your purpose today? What's the meaning behind your life today? You know, because when you deal with all these things and situations, you know, Rahab had her shortcomings like everybody else. But Rahab believed in God. She believed in something that she didn't even know she did, to be perfectly honest, but she believed. The purpose is she believed. What about you and I today? Do we believe? Do you believe? You know, but we need to stand tall and to stand forth in the word of God and to these things. And we need to pay attention to that when God is telling us something and he's telling us about the story, what they're telling us today is about the story of Rahab, on the beginning of Rahab. So we need to learn, and we need to learn and draw strength from this story. We need to understand that Rahab was there for us. Once we listen to the story and we look at the and we look at the lines that been drawn, and we look at how she stepped forward in the light, how she stepped forward because she opened her home. She helped. She had a giving heart. She had a helpful heart. She had a helpful spirit. So think about that. Before you get up there, be looking mean and ugly. Because, you know, we got a lot of people running around here called themselves saved and filled with the Holy Ghost looking mean and ugly. They'll look so mean till they'll scare you away from the Bible. See, we got to understand these things and we got to look at these things. You know, because Jesus didn't walk on this earth looking mean and ugly. He was on this earth to help, to heal, to save. That's what he did. We're on this earth to help, to heal, to save. Let's do this. Help, heal, save. Let's do this. See, the thing about it is people don't want to do this today. They want somebody else to do it for them. It ain't going to work that way. To get something, you got to give something. You have to give up the life that you're leading now just to get in the fold with Jesus, because you can't have it both ways. You can't straddle the fence. The fence will split you in half, or you'll go crazy. One or the other, you're going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
See, so we need to understand what's going on today. We need to understand what's going on in our own heads at times. We need to march forward to the calling of God. We need to march forward to the calling. Learn to understand where you're standing and where you're at in God also. Because a lot of people don't know where they're at in God and what's going on. Because God is the God is in understanding that he knows what's our temperature, so to speak. See, the thing about it is people don't want nobody to take their temperature. They don't want nobody to understand where they're coming from. But you got to come. Come on over to the God side. That's all I can put it. Come on over. Let's follow the marvelous light. Let's get in the marvelous light. Let's be. See, a lot of people wants to be as a Rahab, but you got to do the things as Rahab done. I don't mean the shortcomings. I mean the good stuff. See, despite her shortcomings, she still did good. She still believed. See, you could be a Rahab was a halfway sinner. She wasn't no all the way sinner because she knew God. Once she reached out to God and put her hands out there and put her mind, her heart, and her soul into God, all the shortcomings left. She was able to move up the ladder. She was able to get married. She was able to do the things God had for her all along. But she had to step forward. She had to step out. See, this is a good story for us as Christians to understand that once we step out and do the things that we're supposed to do, love, help, heal, you know, all these things, all these good things we're supposed to do, that we need to understand that God is there for us. Jesus is reaching out for us, but we got to reach for him too. We can't look for him to do it by himself. We got to help too. We got to step forward because he wants us to step up. That's why he gave us a mind of choice. See, a lot of people say God did this and God did that, and they blame a lot of things on the devil. Why not blame yourself? Because your flesh told you to do it. The devil didn't tell you. Your flesh did. Your own mind. Let's put it to you that way. Your own mind got you stepping in and going in the wrong direction. So we got to take a deep breath, take a step back and say, is God the one leading us? The Holy Spirit. See, we got to listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us, and we got to listen to what God is telling us, so therefore we can step in the right direction. See, a lot of times we go all willy-nilly by ourselves. That's where we run into problems, trying to handle things on our own, you know. But I thank God for each and every one of you today. So here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael. And what I get out of this whole chapter of chapter 4 with Rahab, there was three things that Rahab had to do. First, she had to listen. The second one, she had to receive. And after she received, she had to do. Which means, as you heard Apostle Porter in the beginning said, following instruction. What is instruction? Instruction is a direction or order. Detailed information telling how something should be done, operated, or assembled. She had to receive that word after she heard it. It's so important in following directions. And because she followed directions, and if you listen earlier into the chapter, she heard about the Lord. She heard what he had done. She heard. And then when the king summoned her to come
And she know the fear that it put into the people. Do you fear God enough to change the way of your thinking, to change the way that you live? Do you fear God enough? But because of her following instruction, she was able to save not only herself, but her mother, her father, her brother, her sisters, as well as everything that had belonged to them. Can you follow instructions today? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, some awesome word out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. So remember now, tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
When
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stopped looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go.
When I
let God,
let him have. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Worrying how the story ends.
I can let go.
I let go. When
I can let God.
Let
him have.
God
have his way
there. When he starts having me, I stop looking at them.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go.
When I let God. Let him have. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go.
Let God.
He's the only one we can.
Let God.
Let God.